I want you to think of darkness, a state absent of light, a place we don't want to be, a place we don't want to go. Darkness brings fear and confusion. What in the world is waiting for us in the dark? How can we see the path in the dark? Darkness is a place for hiding, for standing still. It's not a place for moving forward. But that all changes with Jesus. In John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, John writes, "In Jesus was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The theme of light and darkness is woven throughout John's gospel. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, alluding to his spiritual darkness and confusion. After Judas left the Last Supper in order to betray Jesus, John adds these four words, "And it was night." Darkness is the metaphor for death and sin and separation from God. Darkness is Satan's realm. Darkness is Satan's realm. But now, the light has arrived. The battle between light and darkness continues, but the dark forces can never conquer the light. The light dispels the darkness. The winner is always the light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John chapter 8, verse 12. Here's a question. Are you walking on the path illuminated by Jesus? In him is light. He is the light of the world. Father, send your light and drive away my fear. Send your light, Jesus, and make sense of my confusion. Send your light so I can find my way to you. Send your light so I can see the path that pleases you. Send your light so I can have the confidence that my steps are secure. Send your light to fight the darkness for me. Send your light, Father, so that I can experience the light of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.